Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Shri Vardhari Gopi Janna Vallabha Shri Vardhari Gopi Janna Vallabha Gopi Janna Vallabha Shri Vardhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana 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 Yashoda Nandana Raja Janaranjan Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vrindaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4 Creation of the Fourth Order Chapter number 12, Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead. Text 49 and 50.
Paunamasyam sinivalyam dvadashyam shavanetava Dinakshaye vyati pate sankramer kadine piva Shravayachada dhananam tirtapada parashraya Nichangstatratmanatmanam santushta iti siddhyati. Paunamasyam sinivalyam tvarasyam shravanetava dinakshaye vyatipate sankramer kadine piva shravayachadhananam tirtapada padashraya nechamstatratmanatmanam santushta iti siddhyati. Paunamasyam sinivalyam dvadashyam shravanetava dinakshaye vyatipate sankramer kadine piva shravayachadhananam tirtapadapadashraya nechamstatratmanatmanam santushta iti siddhyati. Padmavashyam srivalyam dvadashyam shravanetava dinakshaya vyatipate sankrame katativa sarvaye sattatanam tirtapada padashraya nicchamstatra manatam manam santusta iti siddhyati.
Would you be more comfortable with a chair? You're happy with this. Okay. Word for word.
Paurnamasyam.
On the full moon.
Sinivalyam.
On the dark moon. Dvadashyam. On the day after Ekadashi. Shravane, during the Shravana star's appearance. Atava,
or
Dinakshaye, at the end of the Titi.
Vyatipate,
a particular day of the name.
Sankrame,
at the end of the month.
Arkadine,
on Sunday.
Api,
also.
Va,
or. Shravayet, one should recite.
Shodhadhananam,
to a receptive audience. It's receptive. Yeah, one who are paying attention.
Tirthapada,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Pada-ashraya,
taking shelter of the lotus feet.
Na-icchan,
without desiring remuneration.
Remuneration.
Getting paid back. That's remuneration. It comes from money. Remuneration means getting money paid to you.
Tatra.
There. Atmana. By the self.
Atmanam,
the mind.
Santushta,
pacified.
Iti,
thus.
Siddhyati,
becomes perfect. Translation: Persons who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord should recite this narration of Dhruva Maharaj without taking remuneration. Specifically, recitation is recommended on the full moon or dark moon day, on the day after Ekadashi, on the appearance of the Shravana star at the end of a particular tithi, or the occasion of Vyatipata at the end of the month, or on Sunday. Such recitation should of course be performed before a favorable audience. When recitation is performed in this way, without professional motive, the reciter and audience become perfect. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Professional reciters may ask money to extinguish the blazing fire within their bellies, but they cannot make any spiritual improvement or become perfect. It is therefore strictly forbidden to recite Srimad Bhagavatam as a profession to earn a livelihood. Only one who is completely surrendered at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, depending fully on Him for personal maintenance, or even for maintenance of his family, can attain perfection by recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of narrations of the pastimes of the Lord and His devotees. The process can be summarized as follows. The audience must be faithfully receptive of the Bhagavatam message, and the reciter should completely depend on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavatam recitation must not be a business. If done in the right way, not only does the reciter achieve perfect satisfaction, but the Lord also is very satisfied with the reciter and the audience. And thus both are liberated from the material bondage simply by the process of hearing. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakara Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Turupyashta Kripa Sindhobhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Paurnamasyam Sini Valyam Dvadashyam Shravane Tava Dinakshaye Vyadi Bade Sankrame Rudin Kadine Piva Shravayet Shradhanana Tirthapada Padashraya Nechams Tatratmanatmanam santushtati siddhyati. Santushta. Santushta means pacified, peaceful. Srimad Bhagavatam gives the perfect example of pure devotional service, which relieves one from all material anxieties. Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvalokmaheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam yatamam shantimrichati. One who knows Krishna as the supreme controller, owner, and enjoyer of everything, and the best friend of everyone, yatvamam shantim rakshati, one who knows him that way, he attains peace from all the pangs and material miseries. That's Bhagavad Gita. And Srimad Bhagavatam teaches exactly the same message as Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavatam illustrates the same points as we hear in the philosophical explanation of the Absolute Truth, which is given in Bhagavad Gita. It illustrates those philosophical points through pastimes of the Lord and of his devotees. For that reason, it's auspicious to hear about the Lord, because hearing about the Lord is meant to provoke a bhakti, or love of the Lord, that will bring about peace in the world. Different times of the day and different days of the week are also significant for practicing spiritual life, because not all times are equal, not all days are equal. Sometimes are influenced more by the mode of goodness than other times. The mode of goodness is recommended for those who are practicing spiritual life because it gives you freedom from passion and ignorance, which are distractions, which lead us into the false conception that I am this body. The mode of goodness tends toward knowledge that I am spirit, soul, part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, this verse stresses so much the different times which are recommended for hearing this narration of Dhruva Maharaj. Shravana, the end of a titi, the end of a month, or Arkadine, Sunday. Arka means sun, dine means day. So our Western astronomical system is based on a Vedic astronomical system. That's why Sunday means Arkadine, the exact same thing. And Sunday comes before Monday. Monday means moon day. This lines up with the Vedic astronomy that the sun is closer than the moon, which flies in the face of modern day Western science. The sun is closer than the moon. Therefore, Sunday comes first, then Monday. But in any case, it's always favorable to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Even on Saturday, which is generally not an auspicious day. Saturn day, the day of Saturn. Shani, which is not very auspicious. Shani brings trouble. But it's Saturday. Today is Saturn Day. So generally it's inauspicious, but Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental to everything material. So even if it's not the most auspicious circumstance, we still must hear Bhagavatam regularly. There's the matter of the qualification of the speaker and the qualification of the hearer, which determines to a large extent, larger than the day of the week or the time of the day, whether or not our study of Srimad Bhagavatam will be successful. Srila Prabhupada spends the majority of his purport focusing on the fact that there are professional reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam who do it as a means to make money. This should be rejected as not actual recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Haitukiya pratihata yatma supersidati. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, it's explained that devotional service must be uninterrupted and unmotivated to completely satisfy the self. But if we're motivated by money, then there's no question of unmotivated devotional service. We'll be after Ichhan. We'll have some independent desire. Prabhupada says desire for remuneration. The real mood of a devotee isn't to make money off of bhakti, because he sees that Krishna is providing everything that he needs. Not just the devotees. Even the atheists are being fed by the Lord. So why should the devotees worry about money? Money is, after all, for food, for shelter. But all those things are provided for by the Lord. You can't eat money. Money is useful for the things that it purchases. You can't eat money. You can't live in a house made of money. It's only useful to the extent that it purchases things. Those things are provided by Krishna. We're thinking they come from money. They come from Krishna. So a devotee is not worried about money. Therefore, his bhakti can be pure. Money will come and go according to karma. The devotee doesn't chase after money, but at the same time, if money comes, he doesn't reject the money also. That's another nonsense. Some persons say that I never touch money. Some austere yogis say like that. You offer them a donation and they reject. Srila Prabhupada would see this sometimes and comment that if they won't take, you give me the money. Now, a materialistic person will also say, give me the money, but his asking for the money is not the same as Prabhupada's asking. Because every penny that Prabhupada received went for the service of Krishna. The result is not for me, a devotee understands. The result is not for me. Nirmama nirahamkara. This whole world is not mine, because you can understand that the world is not mine if you are free from false ego. A devotee has no ahankara. Srila Prabhupada would take every dollar that he received, use it in the service of Krishna. Every moment that he had, he would use in the Lord's service. Not just money, but time. Personalities. He would engage every person he meets in the service of the Lord. And he's a sannyasi, that's all right. But so Arjuna also. Arjuna also used everything in the service of Krishna. He was a working man with a family. He also used everything in the service of Krishna. It's not that just sannyasis use everything in Krishna's service. Externally, Srila Prabhupada was a sannyasi, but every devotee is meant to be a sannyasi in heart. Sannyas. Sun means everything. Yasa means to lay it down at the lotus feet of Krishna. Arjuna was recommended by Krishna to practice that form of sannyas. Buddhi yoga, to offer everything, the result, to Krishna. You had a question? They're giving something to Krishna. Krishna will appreciate it. The more you give, the more you get. Yayatam mam prapadyante tam stataya vijamyaham. As one reciprocates with me, I reciprocate with them, Krishna says. Chapter 4, text number 11. Offering money to the Lord is one thing we can offer. But how much money are they offering? They're making millions and millions of dollars, and they offer $100 to Krishna. That's a tiny amount of money. But if someone, show me one person who makes $1 million and offers $1 million to Krishna, and bankrupts himself to serve Krishna, then we'll talk about that person, whether he can follow four regular principles. If he offers every penny that he has and bankrupts himself to please Krishna, then he'll also follow the four regulative principles. He won't have any problem following the four regulative principles and chanting for a minimum of 2 hours a day on the beads. What else will he do? He's bankrupt. But Krishna sees every step we take. In the beginning, when Srila Prabhupada started spreading Krishna consciousness in the West, he would generally tell people that whatever you're doing, just keep doing that and just add Krishna. And this is very attractive because it doesn't seem like any hardship. I can just be doing what I do and add Krishna, and that's perfectly fine. He would advertise like this. That was the way he was preaching. Whatever you do, just add Krishna. Gradually, what happens is you realize that that little investment I'm putting in pleasing Krishna is giving me huge returns. I'm feeling so happy just giving some little thing to Krishna. happier than all the hard work I do for my own sense gratification. I work so hard to make money, but my boss isn't pleased. My family isn't pleased. I'm not making enough for them to be happy. But simply I offer Krishna Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhakta Pranachati. I just offer him a little leaf, flower, fruit, and water, and he's happy. Who in the world is happy with a leaf, flower, fruit, and water except Krishna? So naturally you become more inclined to work with Krishna because he's so much more fun. He's so much more lovable and friendly. Other people are all demanding and exploitative. So forget other people. Eventually you come to say, forget other people. If they don't, they're bad masters. No one can compete with Krishna. First, we've learned to love Krishna because of his, at least in the West, because of we didn't have proper philosophical background. We just learned to love Krishna because he's so lovable. He's so simple to please. You just offer him leaf, flower, fruit, and water. You just chant Hare Krishna in front of him, and he's happy. And he reciprocates because he's the Supreme Lord. He reciprocates so that we also become happy by serving him. That's enough. And it brings detachment from everything else because it's not making you happy. Krishna's making you happy. In due course of time, as you become more attracted to Krishna, you eventually even become detached from whether or not you're happy. That doesn't even matter. I just want Krishna to be happy. Krishna. That's an advanced stage of devotional service that's demonstrated, we see in the life of the Acharyas, in the life of Srila Prabhupada, in the life of the pure devotees who are strictly following Srila Prabhupada. See them sacrificing their personal convenience and comfort for the pleasure of the Lord and engaging more and more people in the Lord's service. And those people become attractive also. But we take steps toward that toward that high level. And in the beginning, our approach to Krishna may be for our personal sense gratification. Like the person who comes to the Lord, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me. But gradually, he gets faith in the Lord that the Lord is delivering on his promise. And one day he may mature enough that he just says, let me give you something, Lord, and I don't want anything in return. Then you really have Krishna's attention. And you get a lot of mercy at that point. And you realize, wow, Krishna is very easy to please. And before you know it, you're becoming less interested in your personal gratification, becoming more detached, more mature in spiritual realization, happier, and more able to assist others in becoming happy. Because everyone else is feverishly after sense gratification, and it's making them miserable. Dukkha Yoni, the birthplace of misery. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us pastimes which illustrate this point again and again. Akama sarvakamo va mokshakama udaradi divrena bhakti yogena. Akama, whether you have no material desires, sarvakama, or you desire every material thing imaginable. Akama, sarvakama, va mokshakama, or if you want to be liberated, you want moksha. Mokshakama udaradi, divrena bhakti yogena. Perform intense devotional service, whether you want nothing, you want everything, or you want liberation. Everybody should perform devotional service intensely. So the person who has all material desires and just wants to offer a little bit, he'll eventually come to the perfection by performing devotional service also. The disciple of Srila Prabhupada who started building Rath Yatra carts in the West, who was from Columbus, Ohio, his name was Jayananda Thakur. Jayananda Thakur would be building Rath Yatra carts, hammering nails, building them together like this, and someone would walk down the street and see him outside on the sidewalk building a huge Rath Yatra cart and ask, "What are you doing?" And he would say, "Can you just hammer this nail for me?" And that person on the street would then pick up the hammer and start doing devotional service. So that person wasn't following any regular principles. He wasn't chanting Hare Krishna. But he just started hammering Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra cart. Krishna appreciates that little step. God helps those who help themselves. But at the same time, Krishna doesn't see what we give. He sees what we don't give. We may give Krishna so many things, but there's one little thing that we're holding behind our back. I don't want to give you this. This one's mine. That's the one that Krishna wants the most. Why? Is it because Krishna's cruel and he wants to deprive us of whatever makes us happy? Is that the reason?
No.
Because Krishna wants love. And love means what you give your most dear thing. You're willing to sacrifice anything to please the beloved. Receptivity of the audience is also important. So we discussed how the speaker must be qualified by being free from material desires, especially in the trying to get money from speaking Bhagavatam. The audience also should be receptive. Their qualification is simply to pay attention. Easier to be the hearer than it is to be the speaker. They should pay very good attention. Then, by that hearing from authorities, the Bhagavatam is given full commentary, purport by the Acharyas, by Srila Prabhupada. By hearing that regularly, then naturally a person who paid attention will have questions. And they'll ask their questions, get their doubts clarified, and come to bhakti. The point is to come to bhakti. Yes, devotional service, love of God. Those questions, the questions will be based on what they've heard. The Acharyas make points in the purports. Krishna makes points in the Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami, Maitreya Muni, who's speaking now, they're making points. And these, if you pay good attention and you hear it, naturally your heart will have some questions and doubts that come up. Well, what about this and this? Those questions, if you ask questions based on what you've heard, when the qualified speaker answers those questions, it will bring you a step closer to bhakti. And it will bring the speaker closer to bhakti also. Are there any questions then? You remember the points that were made in the verse? Okay. There's no questions about the verse, then you can ask any question. Conviction is contagious. If you are 100% deeply absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then whoever you speak to will become interested in Krishna consciousness. But if someone else's faith in sense gratification is stronger than my faith in Krishna, then I won't be able to influence that person. They have more faith. Their conviction is contagious. And in fact, I will become affected by them. Instead of me making them more inspired to practice Krishna consciousness, by spending time with them, I will become more inclined towards sense gratification. Because they have stronger faith in sense gratification than I have. So the answer is we have to have more faith in Krishna consciousness. We have to be taking steps and committing to an action plan of devotional service and following through with discipline under the guidance of, fortunately we have guidance. We have the guidance of ISKCON, temples, devotees in the temples are giving us practical programs whereby we can gradually take steps towards spiritual practice and advancement, just like the Shiksha program we mentioned earlier. So I'd recommend you try that out. Get connected to the ISKCON spiritual master, be a disciple, then you'll be connected to the chain of disciplic succession. You are like a very beautiful lamp. Let me complete the analogy. A lamp which has nice ornamental painting decoration on it, a perfectly working light bulb, a nice shade, and you have got a good cord. It's a great lamp. But unless we, and it has a switch to turn on and off, but unless we plug that lamp in, it'll never produce any light. So you have culture, you have intelligence, you have a healthy young body, but until you get plugged into Guru Parampara, the chain of disciplic succession then you won't have connection with the powerhouse, which is Krishna. But once you get plugged in, then all of the qualifications you have will have meaning. And you'll be able to enlighten others. Another analogy is all the qualifications that a person has are like zeros. Zeros by themselves mean nothing. But when you add the science of devotional service, that's a one, which goes in front of all those zeros. And then, if you had 100 zeros, it's all zero. But if you put a one in front, then it's a Google. Most people nowadays, they've heard of Google, the search engine, but that comes from the English word Google, which means a one with 100 zeros behind it. It's a number, huge number. Or one with 7 zeros is a million, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, put that one in front, and then you'll have real value. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, the first step, Adau Gurashraya, the first step is to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. That's why we call it initiation. To initiate something means to make it begin. It's the initial stages. Initiation is the beginning. It's not the end. It's the beginning. Is that okay? Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.